In the commemoration of the Sunday Mass, at the secret, we pray, receive the sacrifice, sanctify it with a blessing, like unto that which thou didst bestow upon the offerings of Abel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I thought it would be good this rainy Sunday in a rainy summer to remember that it is the Mass which makes the sun to rise. Consider with me its vocabulary, this morning, sacrifice and substitution, symbolism, subjection. In the old days, we would say, well, you could look it up, the dictionary. But today, of course, if you've got internet, you just Google it, maybe. Google is so big now, it's become a verb. They run also a headline news site, sort of propaganda in brief, whose religion section is hilarious. It offers every day a selection of anti-religious, atheistic articles. What about the claim that is made with so much clamor these days that religion is responsible for all of mankind's woes and wars, all of the bloodshed in the world? Well, if that's true, why did 90 million die in the last century at the hands of atheists who did their very best to destroy all religion? It was the socialists, the national and the international, the Nazis and the communists, whose symbol, the hammer and sickle, somehow combined by a Jesuit father with a crucifix, was given to Bergoglio this past week, and he received it with a smile. He got two of them, one for around his neck, a kind of a medal, and another one large enough to hang up on the wall of his apartment when he gets back home. And when he left, they say, at the shrine of Our Lady, the patroness of Bolivia, at Copacabana. What a sad sacrilege. It was the socialist president, Morales, who gave him these gifts. Look there if you want to see who's responsible for the wars. Not religion. Religion has always done its very best to at least moderate the wars and to make peace, but only, St. Paul, through the blood of his cross. Although it is true, you know, that the very first shedding of blood in history was occasioned by religion, the offering of a sacrifice. Abel offered his best, a fat lamb from his flock, to God. His brother Cain brought along his good enough, some vegetables from the patch out back. And God, we read in Genesis, respected the offering of Abel, and I suppose they would say today he disrespected that of Cain. And Cain, in a fit of angry jealousy, slew his brother. And the blood of Abel cried out from the earth. At every Mass, after the consecration, the priest asks God to accept the sacrifice we offer, as he did that of the just Abel. Is religion responsible for our wars, for all of the bloody murders in our cities daily? The descendants of Cain killing their brothers with utter abandon and never their preachers saying a word about it, and everyone at will slaughtering their unborn children. And wars, endless wars, never meant to be won, spawning only more terrorism, domestic and international. None of this is religion. It is the lack of religion which is the reason for the bloodshed. But you know, any religion which is worthy of its salt is bloody. The chief act of the virtue of religion, you could Google it, you'd see, is the offering to God of a victim and its destruction to acknowledge the excellence of God. In true religion, blood is of the essence. And without the shedding of blood, St. Paul, there is no forgiveness. Well, what about the Mohammedans? Where would they fit into the picture? Remember, we looked at them this Lent one Sunday. Their history, their caliphate, they glory in gore. They're all about blood, lots of blood. But it is only for the propagation of their religion. Nothing to do with propitiation, petition, adoration, thanksgiving, which, as you know, are the four ends or purposes of prayer, and of perfect prayer, the sacrifice of the Mass, propitiation to make up for sins, and then asking prayers, that's petition. Adoration is acknowledging the glory of God. And then, of course, you know the meaning of this, I hope, thanksgiving. The history of that religion is one long slaughter of innocent victims since its beginning in Arabia. Now, almost all sacrifice entails as well substitution. Usually an animal is substituted for man, as in natural religion and in the Old Testament. And that substitution declares that God is the Lord of life, and that man, because he has sinned, deserves to die, but instead, God will accept from us an animal. Now go from the Old Testament across the sea to the Aztecs. The Aztecs as they were when the Catholic missionaries, the friars, found them. They were offering up a minimum of 20,000 victims a year, their hearts ripped out the top of a kind of an altar pyramid. And at its bottom, connected to it, was a bloody basketball court of a sort, where they played a kind of sacred soccer. The ball that was thrown around represented either the head or the heart of the victims. And the winning team, along with the coach, got to be sacrificed to the idols because it was considered a very great honor. And are we, is the Catholic Church, supposed to apologize for having converted these savages from their bloody religion to Christianity? Well, thus saith Bergoglio last week. The Incas in South America, they sacrificed children, only children. And they did so to placate their gods, to avert disaster, and to pay in blood a kind of an endless debt to the demons who had to be fed. But when the Franciscans and the Dominicans came, they taught and they showed them the truth of sacrifice, substitution, the offering of the blood of the God-man on Good Friday, who sacrifices himself in our place and who dies just once. And in daily Mass, he pays on our altar the daily debt of sin. He pays ours. He takes our place. And he, God, feeds us and not vice versa? How could they not have been won over from the slavery to their hungry idols, to the service of a Savior who in his mercy substitutes himself for us? The devil always takes some truths of religion and he twists them. Now, in that particular diabolic perversion of religion, which is Mohammedanism, man is substituted for the God-man, and men have to be slain every day. Remember their sacred leader, the caliph? He is only valid and licit, they hold, when he wages perpetual war each day. Mohammedans, for all of their blood, have no precious blood. They have no kinship with God, no cleansing of sin, no blood to be consumed in Holy Communion. They have no sacraments and no Mass. Only like the Aztecs and the Incas of old do they have the blood of innocent victims slain in a perpetual war, now pretty much matched by the modern states. But the precious blood of Jesus is all of our hope. It is our only hope, not an army, not a government, not some new order church which honors the symbols of communism and apologizes for the great conversions of the missionaries, but in the blood of that true Abel, Jesus Christ, which calls out to God from the ground, poured out in sacrifice, symbolizing at every Mass the real submission. Remember, the word Islam means submission, but the real submission is this: the subjection of mankind in Jesus Christ, God-man, to his Father. Now, is there hope? Who could consider Calvary and its sacrifice and then despair of salvation? That epistle we have today from St. Paul, if the blood of goats and of oxen, if the ashes of a heifer had so much efficacy, so much power for all of those centuries, how much greater is the power of the precious blood to set the world aright, to save us sinners? No, religion, real religion, with its sacrifice of substitution, its subjection to the Father, that is our only hope. And this you see poured out before you at every Holy Mass. This, and not some bloody substitution for it. Only if the true Mass returns could all of the world, which is groaning in chaos and disorder under the blood debt, which it could never negotiate its payment out of, only the Mass can bring salvation. Salvation for society is not in socialism, not in the sickle, not in air conditioning and greenhouse gas emission regulations. No, at Calvary, only the shedding of the Savior's blood and the true sacrifice will stop the shedding of the blood of so many poor innocents in society, and the guilty too, with that satanic substitution. Holy Mass continues. Pray more intently than usual. Pray with me today that God may receive this sacrifice, sanctify it with a blessing like unto that which he did bestow upon the offerings of Abel. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.